This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba extends greetings to his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi on the occasion of his birthday. Central Committee meeting of the Biplab-led Nepal Communist Party begins in Bandipur. And US and UK face global backlash over Australia defence deal. Now, the news in detail. On the day of Kanya or Ashwin Sankranti, workers are celebrating Vishwakarma Day by worshipping Lord Vishwakarma today. This day is celebrated by decorating the factory involving the workers. The idol of Vishwakarma made of sand or other materials are taken to Bagmati or other holy rivers to be washed away by the river. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has extended greetings to his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi on the occasion of his 71st birthday. Wishing a best wish message on Twitter this morning, Prime Minister Deuba wished the Indian Prime Minister good health and further success on the auspicious occasion of his birthday. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki had said that the budget holiday would not remain for long. Talking to journalists at Biratnagar Airport today, Minister Karki expressed that the belief that the stalemate seen in the parliament would be resolved on the basis of political consensus and the budget would come into implementation. A meeting was held with the leaders of the main opposition party and CPN-UML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli on Thursday, and he was urged to help pass the necessary ordinances. Responding to a query, he said that MCC should not be politicized and as it is the development project. 4.4 million doses of Verocell vaccine purchased from China is arriving in Kathmandu today. Out of 6 million Verocell vaccines that the government purchased from the Chinese government, 1.6 million doses of the vaccine arrived earlier. The remaining 4.4 million doses of vaccine are arriving in Kathmandu today. A Nepal Airlines flight led by Senior Captain Vijay Lama flew to Beijing on Thursday to bring the vaccine. The government is preparing to distribute the vaccine at the province level as soon as it arrives. Preparations are being made to bring further 300,000 doses of vaccine for Nepal Army. The Central Committee meeting of the Biplab-led Nepal Communist Party has started from today in the touristic city of Bandipur in Tanahun district. The party's 11th Central Committee meeting would convene in a hotel here in Bandipur, Tanahun. The party's District Committee Secretary, Atom, said that the meeting would continue until September 21st. The party is scheduled to hold a news conference in Bandipur after holding a Central Committee meeting and no leader is allowed to talk to the press during the meeting. This is the first Central Committee meeting of the Biplab-led Communist Party of Nepal after the party came for the open politics. The Pathivara Temple in Taplejung district, which remained closed for devotees for the past 5 months, has reopened for devotees from today. The temple was closed citing the fear of COVID-19 spread. Pathivara Area Development Committee said that the temple was reopened in view of the declining threat of COVID-19 and beginning of main season of Pathivara visit. Issuing a press statement, the committee stated that the temple was reopened for homage, worship, meditation and prayer. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudarpashchim province and at some places of the rest of the provinces today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. The US and UK are facing growing international criticism over a new security pact signed with Australia. The deal, seen as an effort to counter China, will see the US and UK give Australia the technology to build nuclear-powered submarines. But the move angered France, which said it has been stabbed in the back, while China accused the three powers of having a Cold War mentality. And the fact has raised fears that it could provoke China into a war. The alliance, known as AUKUS, was announced by the US President Joe Biden, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and his Australian counterpart Scott Morrison on Wednesday. While they did not mention China, AUKUS is being widely viewed as an effort to counter Beijing's influence in the contested South China Sea. Dutch Foreign Minister Sigrid Kaag has resigned over her handling of the Afghan evacuation crisis last month. She is the first Western government official to step down over the chaos that followed the Taliban takeover. Dutch MPs has passed a motion of seizure against her, saying the government was too slow to respond and left behind many Afghans who should have been able to flee. Mrs. Kaag said she stood by her actions but accepted the MP's verdict. She acknowledged that the government has been slow and muddled with reacting to warnings about a surge of the Taliban. The Netherlands managed to evacuate around 2,000 people from Afghanistan in the last 2 weeks of August. Three Chinese astronauts have returned to Earth after completing the country's longest crewed space mission. They spent 90 days at the Tianhe module on China's space station, some 380 kilometers above Earth. The successful mission is another demonstration of China's growing confidence and capability in the space domain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba extends greetings to his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi on the occasion of his birthday. Central Committee meeting of the Biplab-led Nepal Communist Party begins in Bandipur, and US and UK face global backlash over Australia defence deal. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.